Masechet Zevachim Perek Dalir, Mishnah here will talk about the pigul of korbanot of a non-Jew. Mishnah says, Kodshe goyim, the korbanot of non-Jews, en hayavin alehem mishum pigul notar vetameh, are not involved with the laws of pigul, of notar, and tameh. Generally, a person who has a korban is not allowed to consume the korban, to eat the meat past the proper time. If he did, he's violating notar, that means it's left over. Also, a person who's tameh is not allowed to eat the meat of a korban during its normal time even. But when talking about the tum'ah of a non-Jew, or the korban of a non-Jew, we learn after the pisukim that this prohibition does not apply to the korbanot of non-Jews. And we learn the laws of pigul and the laws of notar from tum'ah. So therefore, if the korbanot of non-Jews have no application to tum'ah, they would have no application to pigul and to notar as well. Mishnah continues, v'shohatan b'chutz patur, and somebody who slaughters them outside of the Bet HaMikdash is not liable to karet for doing so. This is divrei Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Generally, if you have a korban that's slaughtered outside the Bet HaMikdash, that's a problem, has to be in the Bet HaMikdash, and a person would be karet if he did so. But for the korbanot of a non-Jew, we say after the fact a person is patur. That's Rabbi Meir's position. Rabbi Yoseh mechayev. Rabbi Yoseh says that a person is liable for karet, for all of these things, even for the korban of a non-Jew. There's no difference between the korban of a Jew and a non-Jew. Rabbi Yoseh brings a different way of learning the pasuk in order to say that korbanot of a Jew and a non-Jew have the same status. In Mishnah Gimel, we listed different things that are not subject to the laws of pigul because they have nothing that permits them. There's no step that happens before in order to allow their service. Here the Mishnah is going to continue to talk about whether items that are not subject to pigul are subject to the laws of notar and tameh. Mishnah says, Devarim she'en hayavin alehem mishum pigul, hayavin alehem mishum notar u'mishum tameh. Things that are not involved with karet because of pigul are still karet because of notar if somebody ate them after the proper time, or because of tameh, if somebody was tameh when he ate them. Those laws still apply. Just because pigul is not involved over here, it doesn't mean that notar and tameh are knocked out. For example, the komets of mincha that became pigul, we say, since there was no permitter, it's the first stage in what gets done, there's no concept of pigul when it comes to it. But if somebody ate a komets that was notar, that was left over past its proper time when it should have been burnt, or if a person was tameh when he ate that mincha offering, then that person, the komets of the mincha offering, then the person is karet. So the only thing that we're saying, the fact that it needs a permitter in order to turn it into pigul, that only deals with the laws of pigul. But when it comes to the laws of tum'ah and the laws of notar, that wouldn't apply. We say chutz min hadam. The one exception would be blood. If a person was not subject to pigul when it comes to blood, because blood is the first thing, there's no permitter, there's nothing that happens in order to allow the person to throw the blood onto the mizbeach. So we say the laws of pigul don't apply there. But also what we're saying here is that notar and tum'ah also get knocked out. A person would not be subject to karet if he ate the blood, or if he ate the notar, if he ate the blood when it was notar, when it was left over past the proper time, or if he was in a state of tum'ah, also he would not be subject to karet when it comes to those two as well. We learn this out from a pasuk, that a person would not be liable for karet for each one, for notar, for pigul, or for tameh. The next Tana is going to disagree. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says a person would be subject to karet when talking about bedavar shedarkan leheachel, for things that are normally eaten, like the komets of the mincha of a kohen, which is flour, which is normally eaten. We would say that a person would be subject to tum'ah in that type of scenario, even though, let's say, pigul doesn't apply. Aval kigon ha'etzim v'halevona v'haketol, but for things that are not normally eaten, like talking about wood that is burned on the mizbeach, or the levona, or the ketoret, that's the spices that are used, all these items are not edible. And therefore, in hayavin alehem mishum tum'ah, a person would not be subject to karet if he ate any of them. We see from here that notar also kicks in. What Rabbi Shimon is basically saying is that the laws of tum'ah If a person eats something while he's tameh, or a person eats something past its proper time, that a person would be karet, that only applies to things that are normally eaten, like meat and flour. And that applies even if the item has nothing to do with pigul, even if pigul doesn't apply. Still, a person who eats flour or meat past the proper time, notad, or while they're in a state of tumah, they would be karet. What we're implying from here is that he's arguing on the previous Tana. The previous Tana told us that even though somebody may not be obligated because of pigul, because there's no permitter, they would still be obligated with notad, and because of tameh, we would say that applies to everything. Even though the Torah normally, when it refers to achila, to eating, it's talking about things that are edible. The exception to the rule, according to the previous Tana, we would say even wood, even ketoret, even levona, everything. If a person ate any of them while they were in a state of tumah, or a person ate them when they were notar, a person would still be karet for those items. So that's the minor mahloka between them. What are we talking about? Rabbi Shimon says only things that are normally eaten, while the previous Tana says a person who's hayav karet mishum tumah or mishum notar, even for things that are not normally eaten.